A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Tuesday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out on Drive later today and for the rest of your lives from 4 p.m. alongside Dazza Ben. Anyway, we begin, of course, with Everton and the news that the manager, Frank Lampard, has been sacked. The story broke during the Hawksby and Jacobs show. Here's the reaction of the club legend, Peter Reid, on Lamps' departure from Goodison Park.
Breaking news on TalkSport.
Everton have sacked manager Frank Lampard just shy of his one-year anniversary at Goodison.
I think when you've had 9 managers in 10 years, the club's in turmoil at the moment, and you're asking about a new manager. We've had 9. Players have got to take some responsibility. The whole structure of recruitment's got to be coming into people's minds. But the biggest thing is a team that goes and gets a point at Man City, very well organised, and then don't turn up at West Ham. We're insipid on the park, and they've got to take responsibility. I know the manager's gone, but there's a lot of managers gone. There's only Ancelotti who left us for his own vacation. So something's not right at the football club.
And here's TalkSport's Jim White on who might become the next manager at Goodison Park.
But now Lampard has gone, and it remains to be seen who's going to come in next. And of course, the next appointment is all important. They've got to get that right because they're flirting with relegation. Of that, there is no doubt. I'm hearing names in the frame at the moment, Sean Dyche. I'm hearing Marcelo Bielsa. Whoever's going to come in next, they've got to hit the ground running and they've got to get it right. They have to get it right.
On to myself, not literally, that sounds wrong, and Darren Bent on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show.
Former Toffee Alan Stubbs joins us. Were you surprised that Frank Lampard got sacked when he did so soon after that vote of confidence last week for Fahad Moshiri?
One of the reasons why, Andy, is that we've heard from the owner on a number of occasions and he can never trust what he's saying.
And I think you've got to stay with the manager to get the systems going. You know, I have a lot of faith in Frank.
I feel for Frank because I think he's coming to a really difficult job. I think he's had to inherit a load of problems that are going on from previous manager and going on behind the scenes. But ultimately, you know, when you actually analyse Frank this season, his record's not been good.
We've signed Dan Juma, we've sacked Frank Lampard, and we're finding our information out from a blue bobble hat on Twitter. It's an absolute joke. I actually feel sorry for Frank. It was a poison chalice job. The whole board is a shambles. They appointed him.
You know, I have a lot of faith in Frank.
The owner has just been a basket case. You know, he's a very wealthy man, but I think he answers to nobody. And I think when you look at our recruitment policy, or, well, you can't call it a recruitment policy because it's just been completely ad hoc. I like that player. I'll have him. I think he's gone over the head of the directors of football. He's not let them do their job, and he's brought people in. And I don't know, because he's not a football man. So he's listened to someone, whether it's agents or other people. And this is why Everton find themselves in a mess. I look at Brighton and you look at Brentford, not spent fortunes, but have got a policy. They've got a structure.
On now to the evening's Premier League action, where Antonio Conte's Spurs beat Marco Silva's Fulham at the Cottage.
Shrouded in uncertainty, floundering for form, But Tottenham Hotspur come to Fulham and pick up a vital win. It's only their fourth victory in 11 Premier League matches, but it might be the confidence boost that allows Antonio Conte to, as he said yesterday, dream of something important.
We showed today what I asked after the game against Manchester City. We showed to be a solid team. We showed to they decide together to fight. And they decide to be a team and to get 3 points. Also in a game that we didn't suffer a lot. But today we were. I have seen again the right characteristic that we had last season, and this characteristic made us to play the Champions League this season.
The start of Tottenham's games this season, the majority of them, have repeated the same pattern. Not at the races, not winning tackles, not being on the front foot, being a little bit passive. And tonight they were a little bit fortunate that they didn't go a goal behind. On other occasions we've seen them go a goal behind, and that's where the problems have come. So it's just confusing, bizarre at times, why they fall into the same trap and why they aren't ready at the start of games. Whatever happens over the next few months, Fulham will play Premier League football next season. They already have more points than last time they were in the Premier League, and they have played half the matches. But they will be disappointed that they didn't test Hugo Lloris more in that second 45. It's finished. Fulham 0, Tottenham 1.
Great footballer decided the game. The game was decided for some margins, and in that moment Kane decided, because our first half was very good level. Second half was completely different. I think they set back with 9 players there behind the ball, and we lost the energy, we lost a little bit intensity. We were not so creative. I think we didn't find the gaps and the spaces. We didn't play with that dynamic to break that organisation.
Now here's Jamie O'Hara and Jason Candy on a Monday on the Sports Bar. What's all that about?
Harry Kane with the strike to put Tottenham in front, and now no one has scored more goals for Spurs than him. He equals the record set by the great Jimmy Greaves and puts Spurs in front on the stroke of half-time.
This boy is so good, and the only problem that Kane has had in his career is he plays for Spurs. No, it's true, though. It's true. That he is
absolutely...
He's devastating.
Who would you rather have in your team? Kane or Haaland?
Well, I knew you were going to say that, because
Haaland's flying right now. Haaland, but I know you're a massive fan of Harry Kane.
I'm a fan of the both, but right now, if Harry Kane is a better front man than Haaland in terms of what he brings to... Harry Kane is a better fit for Man City than Haaland, because he's a better all-round player. Technically, he's a better player in terms of linking up play. He can drop deep. Players can run beyond him. That's what City used to do last year. They'd have a false nine. You'd have players running beyond. You have Foden, Jesus, Sterling. All of a sudden, you look up and go, how's Mahrez there?
Chase, you know Haaland's got 27 goals already this season.
I do.
He would have won the Golden Boot already.
Put Kane in that team, scores the same amount of goals. If you're considered one of the best strikers in the world, and he will go down as the greatest English goal scorer ever, probably in his lifetime, but he's going to go down possibly as the greatest Premier League striker. There's got to be something to back it up. There's got to be a Premier League or Champions League. If he was playing for Chelsea or Manchester City now, he'd have won 3 of those, at least.
On now to Edward Teddy Sheringham, back in his old club, Manchester United, to sign Harry Kane in the summer.
Manchester United want to go forward, they need to buy Harry Kane. He would be the perfect solution. And I've got a funny vibe that, you know, them signing Weghorst until the end of the season, that little stopgap, just putting in a centre forward, which they needed. They needed that focal point to keep their dream alive of getting in the top four or pushing for whatever they're pushing for. You know, if you're going that extra step, you've got to buy the best players. And Manchester United have always done that. And Harry is still the best player, best centre forward, along with Haaland. To get, you know, you're not going to get Haaland. Go and get Harry Kane. He will lead the line. He will be professional. He will be focused. He will drag players along with him, and he will make your club a better club.
On now to the West Ham boss, David Moyes, challenging Jim White on the media's focus on managerial departures.
No, I think if we were back to probably when we first started out, I think it was right. And it's still right, because managers are all fair game. That's the way it is. And I hear you quite often, you know, asking people to phone in about managers and stuff like that. And I think,
well,
to
we
myself,
do, yeah.
Yeah, you do. And you know, that's another question. But the point of that, I'd say, is, you know, in the world we're in, where it's a bit different now, you might not be the right thing to do. But overall, I've been in it long enough now, and I know that if I don't win 7 or 8 games, which the run I've been on, then I'm always going to be in a position where I could lose my job. But I've got to say, behind the scenes, the board and everybody have been incredibly supportive. And I've got to say, the players have been great as well. The players have been bang at it, and quite often you might see players who maybe, I've got to say, they've chucked it and they're not doing the work. At the moment, I have to say the players are working really hard, and hopefully we can step up again.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, Newcastle gaffer Eddie Howe has been speaking ahead of their clash with Southampton tonight in the Carabao Cup semi-final first leg. It's live on TalkSport. How? Well, because we've got live commentary. Oh, I see, sorry. Howe, comma, spoke about the higher expectations at the club after their 15-game unbeaten run.
Really proud of the group, everyone, the staff, players, for being as consistent as we have been. That this league is so difficult that it takes one off day to end that like that. So to go 15 games is hugely satisfying achievement. I think the disappointing thing is after the game on Saturday, it didn't feel that way. It felt like a defeat because I think the expectations are so high internally, externally. We're very motivated as a group that we were just disappointed with the actual result, not necessarily the performance. So I think we need to keep perspective at all times of how well the players are doing and make sure they don't feel any burden or any negativity going into now a totally different shift in focus.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show today at 4 p.m. After us, from 7, a huge, massive semi. Excuse me. A Southampton take on Newcastle in the Carabao Cup semi-final first leg. It's on TalkSport, don't you know? There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts at first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.